Playing golf 2 days in a row can really only happen on Father's Day weekend, eh? That's the only day that anyone would be good enough to let you go and play golf 2 days in a row. Let you out from the family. Let you off with your mates. Let you off in the fresh air. And it is fresh today. It is dry today. It is not wet today. And it's amazing that this is the second day in a row. I've had periods of time when I haven't played golf, but my goodness, going out 2 days in a row is a real treat. There's the question about whether the legs will hold up, whether the battery of the buggy or the car, the golf club carrier really did charge last night properly, whether I'll find myself on the tee confused about what time I should have been there. If I'm due to play at 8:40, I'm screwed. But if I'm due to play at 9 o'clock, I'm okay, because it's 8:34 and I'm driving from Glanmire in Cork to Fota Island Golf Club, and that's what this audio boo is about. Okay, Father's Day, very important. I tell you a little story that began this morning. I got up and I have had Father's Day on my mind. I've had a lot of other things on my mind, but I did assume that my wife and child would have completely forgotten Father's Day. This is probably because I forgot it all my life as a child and was totally unaware of it, and I don't believe I ever wished my father happy Father's Day. But I got a huge surprise. I thought there couldn't be anything going on. I started even put one or two tweets up about Father's Day. And I thought, well, I'm going to celebrate it. So I carried up a cup of tea to the bedroom and I said, Happy Father's Day, thinking that I would be greeted with shock. Instead, everything I said was taken in its stride and nothing was said. And I was completely unaware of things until my daughter was called into the bedroom. And I thought, why are we calling our daughter into the bedroom? And the truth is that my daughter had a package. And inside the package was, believe it, guys, would you believe it? A wet weather golf gloves. Not just one, but two. So all that stuff yesterday about dreadful weather, all that chat on the golf course about whether or not it was really true that surgical gloves were the best thing to wear, and I coming home saying, do we have any surgical gloves in the house, by the way? All that happened in the context where already my family had gone and invested in wet weather golf gloves for me. And now it isn't even raining. Now I can't even try them out today, because it's going to be completely dry all the way around. And apparently these are golf gloves that you have to get wet before they work. In other words, they slip if they're too dry or something. I'm just looking at them now and I see they've got a logo called WS. That probably means Wilson or something like that. I don't know, I forget even what it is, WS. Not that strong a brand, but it's great. I think it's Johnny Vegas, isn't it, who wears two golf gloves? But he wears them in America during golf tournaments, and they certainly don't get a lot of rain during most of the tournaments. So these ones, I'm only dying to try out. So this is about the only time in my life where I'll ever be saying, oh, I wish it would really pour rain. Yeah, so today is the Sunday after the Saturday. Yesterday I was not mediocre as a golfer. Oh, no. I was abysmal. Utterly abysmal. Tee to green, fair enough. I did at least achieve mediocrity. But when I got on the green, I was like a man whose brain had been calibrated in the wrong way. Every putt I hit went 12 feet past the hole. So when I had a 12-foot putt, I put it 8 feet past the hole and missed the one back. And I even, confess, I even four-putted on one occasion. In fact, I'm being a little bit sheepish and saying to myself, did I four-putt on more than one occasion? I was absolutely dreadful. Now, I don't know why, because I was, up until then, my putting was getting better under the influence of Dave Stockton. Unconscious Pudding, the book I have been, but I have to confess I haven't looked at it in the last 3 weeks. I haven't been reading it. Dave, you're not responsible for a guy who doesn't do his homework, who doesn't get his mind in order. So this morning, on a very, very pleasant looking day, where the temperature is 11.5 degrees, and there really looks to be no more than a kind of a slight breeze out there, I'm going to have another go at the club competition, the Stapleford. The number of points I scored yesterday is so embarrassingly low. I'm going to tell you, I didn't even get into the three figures. I didn't get into the three figures. In other words, I didn't hit 30. Okay, thanks very much. Golf, what is it, by the way? Let's just be clear about this. Golf is perhaps the richest metaphor for the whole of life. So everything I've been saying about golf, I could also say about everything else. Golf is a great game. I don't know how many clubs you have in your bag. I don't know how many clubs you practice with. But if you do your practice, you'll get good. Bye.